Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi.
Good morning to you and your cooter.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, and that was a lot. I'm glad that I have headphones in. My mother's in the other room. Everything's fine. I'm sure she would have loved to hear all of that.
We got to say hi to Barbara Goldberg, everybody. She's there. Dana's
mommy.
For
a couple of days, filling my heart up with family in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes.
I imagine you and AG on the Daily Beans, your heads must have exploded with the Russian. I don't even feel like Malcolm Nance could have written that twist, that the FBI agent that was investigating Trump for colluding with Russia was just convicted of colluding with Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
The call's coming from inside the house.
Right.
We've known this for a while. It just happened to be a Russian house.
Yeah. But I mean, it's everything that AG and Malcolm Nance and, all of us, the Mueller report, the Senate Intelligence Report has been saying that they keep calling the Russia hoax. Does this not blow the lid off this whole thing?
I would think it does, which is why on Twitter, all of these Republican GOP are like, Adam Schiff's been spreading this conspiracy theory about Russian interference. And I'm like, that's not a conspiracy theory. They just got convicted.
Well, and
this is all the evidence you need.
Timely for his Senate run. You're right, Dana. He's been proven to be exactly right about the Trump. In fact, one more from Representative Schiff on this.
The cardinal sin appears to be that I led the impeachment of his master in Mar-a-Lago for withholding hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid from Ukraine, a nation that was even then at war with Russia, in order to extort that country into helping Donald Trump's reelection campaign. We proved those facts and got the first bipartisan vote in the Senate in history to remove a president. Kevin McCarthy calls that a hoax. Well, it was not a hoax. But he will do the former president's bidding. He is entirely reliant on the former president. And this is something the former president wants.
And as I always say, Dana, it's all one story. Ukraine is about Russia. all roads with him lead to Russia, as Nancy Pelosi famously said. We pause now while I get the respect that I'm entitled to for my diamond and silk joke. Hello, Kyle in Reno. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Ms. Miller?
Good.
And everything is better because Dana's here.
Yes, yes. True.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. T-Bone, hello. And
hi.
Mr. Lavoie, hello.
Hiya.
Ms. Miller, the joke you just told about, you could tell diamond and silk apart now?
Yes.
I'm still laughing.
Okay. Well,
yes, that was very funny.
Very dark. Very dark. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate that.
Yeah, some people might think it was over the line, but hey.
Yeah.
You got to fight the way you got to fight.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you. There's no line anymore. Dana, there's no line. Well, someone said they had a hard time telling them apart. I'm like, I'm just being helpful.
Also,
is there a lie detected? Is it easier
where's
now?
Where's the lie? That's what I was going to say. Where's the lie?
Absolutely. Yes. Up until they started becoming some sort of public figures, I thought they were both brands of almond milk. So there you have it. At least you knew that they were people. I was like, diamond and silk. That's almond milk.
True.
It is.
It's true.
I'm sorry, Dana. Comedy, first of all, we have no rules. But secondly, not only, God knows how many other people they killed with their dangerous misinformation, her sister kept spreading it at her own funeral. I think there's there's a hotter part of hell for that, for using, your sister's funeral to spread even more dangerous vaccine misinformation that her sister died from being around vaccinated people that were shedding on her. Or I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Listen, you know me. I'm usually the voice of reason in all of this when things happen, and I don't wish anyone ill. But if I didn't cause it, if my wish didn't
too
cause
late
it,
now
it just happened to happen to happen. I happen to say something about it,
right.
And I don't feel like I'm as bad of a person
right.
as you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could do that for you. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. Okay. Randy in Pennsylvania, you're on with Dana. Hello, Randy.
Oh, hello. It's so nice to speak to you people.
You too.
I just need to share my outrage with you. About an hour ago, I had flipped on MSNBC, mm-hmm. and lo and behold, my congressman from Bucks County was on, Brian Fitzpatrick. He is a Republican, and he is part of what they call the Problem Solvers Caucus,
yeah.
and he's been on several times on MSNBC with his problem-solving Democratic counterpart in New Jersey. And so my congressman was asked by Mika, mm-hmm. How do you feel about the people that have been put on these House committees that are, well, she didn't say the whack jobs, but, you know, we knew which ones they meant. And Brian, I could not believe this. This is what's so, this is what's wrong, that these people have no, they just have no guts. Yeah. He said, well, you know, we need to be fair, and we have to all work together. And, you know, last year, a couple of those congressmen were removed from their seats for no reason at all, basically. He said, you know, they were just removed without any kind of oversight. I was so outraged. This guy knows better. He worked for the FBI. He's been a congressman for years. We can't get rid of him. I live in a purple county, and I was so outraged. I've called him many times. He's on my, you know, he's just on my phone. And I called, as soon as I heard that, I called the office and I said, you know, please get this to Brian. He needs to be, he's one of the only adults left in that party.
Yeah.
And for him to come on and lie like that, he knows darn well.
That's
that
kind
those
of
people were removed.
Yeah,
they
those.
Were...
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Yeah, they are. It's the only being an adult in that party is like, I don't know, standing in the ball crawl at Chuck E. Cheese, getting pelted with colored balls. That's
pretty much
his job. Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
By the way, I apologize. I'm going to Sparks. You know, I've been having a problem. Yeah, I don't. What's her name, Representative Sparks?
Victoria Sparks.
Excuse you. She's
That sounds like something you do by mistake.
Yes, yes. Dana, have you ever
like
sparked?
When you're straining.
I do think there's a medication for it.
Okay, all right. She is, well, she's one of the adults, but one of the, I don't know. But she's still both sides do it-y. Cut 13.
Mm-hmm. Both sides. So I want to tell you something. You know, I serve on the Judiciary Committee, and I was very upset what we've done last Congress without proper due process. And we're really trying now people in the court of the public opinion. We're a country of the rule of law and proper due process. And you're innocent until you're proven guilty. And we cannot just turn around and do exactly the same thing. It's a hypocrisy. I will not be able to have credibility to argue in the Judiciary Committee again.
So what you're saying is that's not Arianna Huffington? No?
And I don't make fun of people's voices because I find it fascinating, but it sounds like Christopher Walken and Melania Trump had a baby.
Yes, exactly. It does. It does. Yes.
She was born in Ukraine. She was born in Ukraine.
Good for her.
But the cadence is very Christopher Walken.
Yes.
I had a very similar reaction to her yesterday, and that's why I cut the audio.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I just think it's interesting listening.
Okay, well, let's listen to some more then, shall we?
Please.
Okay.
So I think it's important for us, if Kevin McCarthy has some concerns, we have an ethics committee. You know, he needs to make his accusations, and these people, you know, have to make their case. I'm not defending them. My opinions with them on a lot of issues are night and day. I want to defend the due process of this institution because we're becoming like a theater full of actors and a circus, and this unacceptable. We have to govern for the people, and it's not happening here.
Is she saying we have to be best? Is that it? Are we not being? Are we not being?
She is saying we do need to be best.
We do.
Yeah.
Starting to hear hints of we're a couple of wild and crazy guys.
It's in there too.
This is terrible. This is
be
terrible.
Best.
This is officially worse than my diamond.
Dana, be
joke.
Best.
Be better.
Oh, this is the whole reason I cut the audio.
Okay. Here we go.
Well, I'm going to see what is happening, but if he is not going to have a proper due process, I cannot be a hypocrite and support this. So we'll see what Speaker McCarthy is going to decide. I know there is a lot of bad blood and really, you know, anger from Speaker Pelosi were done. But as I said, two wrongs don't make a right. And we should not be doing the same to destroy this institution, which is really in a bad shape right now, I'll be honest with you.
Does she think Kevin McCarthy's going to last? Will he have resilience, do you think? Or
she was one of the people who didn't vote for him a lot of times.
There's silence.
Thank you. Okay. All right, Dana, are we done mocking her accent? I think so.
And I was just saying what she reminds me of.
Okay.
I actually think the accent is quite lovely.
It's lovely. I was enjoying it.
And we love our immigrants here.
Yes, we certainly do. Okay.
She did sound like she was related to the Swedish chef, though.
Oh. Okay. Bork, bork, bork.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Representative Eric Swalwell yesterday.
You're seeing now the fulfillment of Kevin McCarthy's corrupt bargain, a corrupt bargain with Marjorie Taylor Greene, somebody who declared on January 5, the day before the attack on the Capitol, that this is 1776, someone who cheered on the insurrectionists, somebody who, as we honor the police officers who were injured that day, she goes to the D.C. jail to make sure that insurrectionists are taken care of. The first time this person's ever cared about the conditions of a jail is when insurrectionists are inside it. She's going on the Homeland Security Committee.
Dana, what, I don't know. Obviously I take your temperature every day about what, you know, UNAG are saying in terms of J6, for instance. I mean, are we ever going to see accountability, do you think, for the insurrectionists in Congress before we even get to Trump?
You know, I don't know about that. I don't know what AG's read is on it. I get frustrated. You see these teasers from people that are like, oh, I have evidence of Marjorie Taylor Greene doing something illegal that's going to get her expelled from Congress. And I'm like,
oh,
Allie
Alexander.
Allie Alexander. Yeah. Give it to me.
Yeah, he called her a whore and a harlot. Right.
Yeah. I'm frustrated that I don't know, because it seems like if we're going to go from the seditionists from like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and somehow jump Congress to Trump would seem strange.
Right.
Because I feel like that's the middle level of people they need to go after. But at the same time, if they did and went right to Trump and he was indicted, I would be just fine with that, because I also think he would flip on a number of people, by the way.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Proud Boys, so members of the Proud Boys are reportedly telling Trump to stand back and stand by for a subpoena. I don't know if this will succeed, Dana, or what your take is on it, but they, the members that have been accused of seditious conspiracy are saying they intend to subpoena Donald Trump as a witness in the trial. Mm-hmm. Many of the J6 defendants have argued they broke into the Capitol and violently crashed with police officers, which was what Trump told them to do.
Right.
So I don't know if that'll succeed, but I think it's significant. And
I think it is.
Yeah,
I mean, think just the fear of that around him. You have to remember when they push Donald where he feels like he's backed up against a wall, he doesn't keep his mouth shut. He's going to start tweeting on Truth Social. And now that he's got Instagram and Facebook back, some sort of crime is going to get admitted to if these Proud Boys or Oath Keepers are saying that, you know, they're going to subpoena him. He's going to turn on them. It's going to be a bag of rat fight. You know, it will.
Yeah.
And he'll do it publicly and realize that he probably said something he shouldn't have. And then they're going to have it in the court of law.
Yeah, exactly. Travis.
Dana made the same point I was going to make. He's either going to have to like go in there and testify and screw himself, or he's going to have to turn on them and throw them under the bus. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to turn out well for him either.
Yeah.
Right. The House Ethics Committee and House Rules must expel Marjorie Taylor Greene when this evidence comes to light. Ho, go home.
That's our favorite. And then he gets into his Seinfeld register. Where, who are all these whores? Whores. There's whores in this house. I'm just saying, the days, you know, when Sam, J6 Sammy Davis Jr. quotes, you know.
Is that what we're calling
WAP,
him?
Then we're, it's a good day.
You and
America,
on Sammy Davis Jr.
Right? There are whores up in this house, Dana. I think that's what our point is.
I will not suffer this harlot. I will not be taught vows and loyalty, commitment from a whore.
Okay. That was January 6th, Sammy Davis.
By the way, he was banned from Twitter.
J6 Candy Man.
He was banned from Twitter again yesterday.
Oh, was he? Yes. Allie Alexander was banned again. Yeah. Okay, good.